the hot now.
Is it on or off?
It's on now. And when you're red, you're on.
Oh, I thought it was green.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. The draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one, Mr. Michael Foster, 1301 First Avenue South, the Container Bar at Urban Supply in the Midtown District. And this is for the final approval of an open-air bar, last seen on April 24th, 2024. Mr. Foster, are you here? No, Mr. Foster. No supply, no samples.
I'll make a motion to table this case to the end of this session.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. All right, let's move to the end. Is David here yet? I don't see David anywhere. Do I hear a motion to move David to the end as well?
I'll make a motion to move Mr. Brandt to the end.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Item number three, Mr. Alex Kundig, 201 Richard Arrington Jr. Boulevard South. This is the Tulum Bar in the Midtown District. Mr. Kundig, are you here? Good morning.
Hey, I'm there. From
all right. This is for facade improvements.
Yes, our clients have a grant from the City of Arlington. We're building the, they have two entrances. You see one on the right, one on the left. One's an overhead door, the other one they're currently using it, one of the two. If you look at the plan on the next page, you'll see. What we have is we have two entrances. There are two separate businesses, but they're actually occupied the same spaces in an L-shaped form of that plan. On the one side, we're trying to attract to the other side, so both entrances have a 4x8 panel of cypress flat wall that we're using to create that bedroom. Again, to the other side of the awning, there's prefabricated awning. It's also wrapped with recycled wood that's over each entrance. And it's powder coated steel, galvanized. That's underneath there.
What was the color on the powder coat steel?
It's galvanized. It's right here.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Do you have all the finishes with it? Okay. So it's wood stained or it's just...
We would like to leave it natural, but it's basic.
So when these slats meet the ground sidewalk, what's at the base of the building?
It's concrete.
It's concrete. Is that going to... Is that existing or is that improved?
And then what's your light fixture?
It's on the last page.
The line.
And right now that's what we're thinking about using, but we really like the wall to wash and they're going to have control over the colors. So that way they can attract their clients as they activate spaces.
All right, so that'll be a color wash going up that blank wall.
Correct.
Okay.
But the fixture itself is the same, is it? And this, the Boss Lounge and the...
Tulum?
Yeah. What is that?
One is, I guess, more of an urban type of lounge. The other one is...
No. What's, is that?
That's
signage. Is that
signage
or is that...
Well, that's I just put that there as future for the future. I don't think we have in the budget at this point. If we do, they would come to you guys.
So there's a one lounge or two lounges or...
Well, it's one space. Okay. Two separate entrances. And they're trying to track clientele at two different entrances.
But you'll come back with signage.
Yeah, because that's really just... You know,
this is a pleasure. And you're not changing the paint color of the base building?
wouldn't like to know. I think we match that.
So all the existing signage, including the
pylon,
this sign goes away. This sign goes away.
I don't know.
Doesn't look like it. It's still showing up on this.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but that's a laundry.
That is still in that space.
The laundry people?
They used to be.
They're still there?
Yeah.
So okay, that confused me. I'm sorry. The laundry's going to stay?
Correct.
They're occupying this front kind of quadrant. And then that is an L shape.
The store to the right.
Okay, so you're not going to do anything to the front where the laundry is. Is that correct? Okay. So everything you're going to do is on the avenue side.
So when we see these pictures, the laundry sign is still there. We just didn't draw it in.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I see a cleaner's entry. Look at your elevation.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the elevation.
No, that's the
elevation. I'm looking at the elevation.
Right, it's, yeah. All right, so.
And the shoe shop that's in the other spot is going to stay?
I'm going to say, I think what the client, what the Boston Lounge is trying to do is get an additional grant for those two spaces so they can upgrade their facades. So we can address that once that happens.
So this is a multi-tenant commercial building, so when you come back for signage, we'll need a multi-tenant sign package from the owner.
And staff has a template for you to follow.
Yeah.
If you just ask it for. What do y'all think? It's a long docket.
I'll approve this. Submit it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those, is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. Item number four, Ms. Emily Hughes of 3004 4th Avenue South, Civil Acts in the Lakeview District, requesting approval for facade improvements. Ms. Hughes, are you here? No, Ms. Hughes. Next item, Mr. Joel Iverson, 14 12th Street South, Monday Night Brewery, in the Midtown District, outdoor area improvements. Good morning. Tell us what you'd like to do, please.
Yes, so we're right at the end of 12th Street there. It's a dead end. We moved in, originally built this out in 2020. It's a nice opening right during the summer of COVID. But the end of the street there was original, like, kind of a war zone when we moved in. Now the apartments, everything's developed around it. We're trying to do some upgrades to our patio. Right now it's just concrete and basic concrete, some string lights, and very basic. I think we can flip to the renderings here. Basically adding a small wooden deck and some retractable awning shades, and then this sort of prefabricated like metal awning towards the end of it to try and rest up from where it is now.
Could you orient me based on the first photograph where this would be?
Sure, yeah. So the first photograph is looking at, see that far left corner of the building? See the far left corner of the building where it says Monday Night Brewing? Right there. And then it's a dead end and the railroad track.
So along that facade.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. And so that's why part of the reason I wanted you to come to DRC is because this does face City Street. Even though it's, again, it's a little bit of a dead end of the City Street, right? Because the railroad tracks there.
Thank you.
Can you go back to the rendering? And that green barrel vaulted thing, what is it?
That's just like got the idea from another place out in California that did one of these. It's basically like just an awning cover.
Metal?
It's metal, yes. It's galvanized metal and then painted to the steel color to kind of match the shades, basically. And then also adding some turf on top of the concrete. All of you would look down from the apartments right now, it's, it just looks a little bland and drab. It's just concrete that they look at. And so this is kind of our idea. You can sort of see the picture there of the vibe we're trying to create out there.
How tall is that thing?
I'm sorry, which the metal structure?
Yeah.
It's 13 foot 7 inches.
The landscaping is all that existing?
It's all existing, yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. There's already sort of the planting border right there that exists.
Is that a little retaining wall along the street?
Correct, and that already exists too. So really the only additions to what doesn't, right now that's all just one big concrete area with the planting existing and then the concrete area. So just trying to dress up that concrete.
So you're cutting out concrete to put in that faux grass?
Actually do it on top of the concrete. You do these sort of drainage, essentially these drainage tiles, and then the turf goes on top of it. So easier than trying to cut out or remove a bunch of concrete.
And is there lighting that you're including in this addition?
No, it's existing string lights out there. Nothing changing on the lighting.
So the stage is just going to be dark?
I'm sorry?
The stage has no lighting. Is there power to it?
There's not power to it. It's not really, I mean, it's mostly, it's not going to be used broadly as a stage that often. It's mostly just sort of for the aesthetic vibe of, you know, there's a little covered area out there. But no, there won't be power to it.
But you've got a back end to it.
That's correct, yes. It does have a cover. It's sort of a solid back on it. Part of that, too, is we're right against that railroad track, and it's pretty unsightly, and so the stage is partially a way of, hey, some creative, unique structure, but also kind of blocking that railroad track that you see back there. Visually, it's like the eyesore of the current patio.
Go back to the other color. It's just, you say no lighting, but your images show string lighting.
Oh, sorry, very fast string lighting. It already exists.
Yeah.
We're taking no new lighting. We're not adding any new stuff.
And there's no setback issues with your barrel vaulting structure?
No, ma'am.
Liz, we approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Ben.
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 I yield louder.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next item is Stephanie Britton, Fifth Dimensional Arches, 2817 4th Avenue South in the Lakeview District. Conceptual review for new construction. We saw this last on April 24th.
Make the motion on Amber.
Good morning. What you want to do, please, ma'am?
We're looking for conceptual approval for a new five-story condominium building on 4th Avenue South.
Whoa!
So this is between 28th and 29th. I believe Kathy was here on the 24th of April for the demo approval. So currently the site is vacant. So it's 18 units currently. This is still very schematic, so it's conceptual only. It's one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedroom penthouses. And then private parking off the alley.
And this is I believe this is the site plan we approved with the demo permit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we approved the demo.
Conceptually, I had a hard time understanding how big the building is. Looking at the floor plan and then looking at the actual building itself. Can you go back to that? Because maybe you can give me some dimensions, because the building looks much bigger than. Go to the three dimensional. The area view.
First floor has parking underneath.
Yeah, parking spots under on the first floor.
There's covered parking in the back.
And we're planning to do kind of a full parapet around the top to screen units.
And so the outdoor parking, or the park, that's going to be covered in next to the alley?
We'll have some covered parking, and then the rest will not be covered.
Okay.
And what are you thinking on materials right now?
Currently, we're thinking of either stucco or EPIS, brick, and I've got some samples here as well, and like a Michigan fiber cement siding would look.
Any signage you're proposing right now in the building?
No, not
or?
Right now.
Okay.
We will come back, obviously.
Any lighting you're proposing on the building? Uplighting or?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully some uplighting and downlighting.
Okay.
So, ground floor residential or?
Residential. Hopefully with access to the sidewalk on fourth.
No commercial space, no.
Hmm. Last couple of projects we had no commercial space in this area.
Well, we're around the corner from Automatic. We're a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two new restaurants in the neighborhood.
Any people?
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
go ahead.
I make a motion to approve the conceptual as submitted.
Second.
And look forward to any comments.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 7, Mr. Charles Barefoot, 4305 Cliff Road, Forest Park Local Historic Area, constructing a retaining wall. Is there a report?
Yes, approved.
Okay. Approved as presented. Yes, and tell us what you'd like to do.
I'm in front of the property, about 2 years ago, they experienced a small landslide. As you can see in the picture, it's back with silk fence around it. What we'd like to do is tie into that existing retaining wall and run it parallel with the city street and tie into another retaining wall.
Can you go back to the plan view? Okay, so the other retaining wall is perpendicular to that one.
No, that L shape, we're actually putting that in. There's a gas line that runs right there at the property line. So we're trying to avoid excavating right there.
So this L shape or this L shape?
Along with that.
The two darker ones.
This one's existing.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Landscaping?
We plan to, plant the hillside in the future. Our current there right now, the main goal is to do the retaining wall. And this is a conceptual drawing. Those were all below the retaining wall. There's like those papers. We're not going to do that. What we're doing is just a 89-10 gravel, just to keep the main slope. They don't want to paint anything there. They're not going to use it for parking or anything like that. It's not wide enough to fit a car.
Go back to that plan again. That one. Okay, so the new rectangular stone paver would just be 89-10.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
And the height of the wall is the same height as the existing L return?
It's probably going to be a little bit shorter because our total height is 3 feet above footer and 4 feet including footer.
So if we go to the original photograph, It's taller than the wall with the wreath on it.
Or the new wall?
Yes.
It will be shorter right out.
Shorter than?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Maybe that's like 4 feet right there.
Trying to save cost on engineer drawings and things like that going on. It doesn't need to be any taller. The earth deep is sufficient to hold back that area.
And will it match that color and stone, or will
it be? It will match, yes, sir. There will be a stucco front.
Same paint.
How tall is that wall?
It's close to 4 feet. It varies quite a bit right there, but closer to the steps, it's about 4 or 4.5.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
generally, if we make a very intentional not the same height, mm-hmm. it looks like it was very intentional. If we just miss, it looks like, mm-hmm. what were you thinking?
Right.
Right? So, and you might have saved $20, $200. I don't know how much money you're going to save, but you need a drawing that shows that relationship, because that's the one that's not just about the function, but about the look of intentionally solving a problem mm-hmm. versus just we went in and fixed it.
Yeah.
Right? So
I would venture to say that the concrete truck that's going to show up is probably going to have enough left over that you could have just poured the top of the wall the same height.
Yeah, showing block.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
seeing you.
Yeah, seeing you. It's going to have built cells with green marks.
It's just, it's a missing drawing that once it's built, you'll wish you'd drawn that drawing to see that relationship.
Okay.
For the homeowner to see the relationship.
Okay.
Because it's hard to visualize without.
Well, I'm more concerned too about that. The brick cap on there versus there's no brick cap that we're seeing anywhere else.
On the other one.
So are you gonna cap the existing with brick?
So go back to that drawing real fast, please. So
which
the,
one?
The
plan view?
Well, it won't be a plan view, it'll actually be a street view.
Wait, there's
yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is that L shape that we're tying into, it's just to give it some little bit of a different feel.
Right.
That's going to have a brick cap, and the rest of the thing wall, so when it ties into that, it's just going to be a stucco top. And the wall going up the stairs has got a brick cap, and they're trying to, you know, give it a little bit of just a different feel.
Okay. It just starts feeling like the entry piece is now feels stuck on with the new addition. This addition ties into the walk. Maybe that's intentional to make the entrance stand out without those other details.
So what the request today is conceptual, or you want to move forward with actually building it?
We would like to move forward with actually building it.
I thought I heard the word conceptual come out of your mouth.
Well, that drawing was a conceptual drawing, but, and I was really referring to the landscape. My apologies.
Thank you.
I mean, what we could do if you guys would want us to match that existing height is simply start the wall at a higher elevation and have a little bit of a slope at the base of the new wall to the back of the city curb.
I'm not sure I follow that statement.
No, I don't think we don't want to create a slope at the sidewalk mm-hmm. by just lifting 3 feet of what he's saying is we're going to keep the same amount of CMU and lift it up. No, we don't want to do that.
And this right here right now anyway, your grade, actually you only 3 CMU plus 4-inch cap on top of grade, mm-hmm. which is showing, which is not 36 inches. So you might make some adjustment anyway to that.
I think he was saying he's not doing the brick cap on top of the new CMU wall, right?
That's correct.
You're only putting the brick cap on the existing.
Not the existing, it's
the new.
You're referring to
the new wall.
The new wall is getting the brick.
But the overall height from grade is...
Why can't we just have an elevation that shows what we're doing?
Three CMU above grade.
That's my concern. I don't know what I'm looking at.
So, 8/16/24. Right now, your wall is on it 2 feet, 2 1/16 of an inch tall.
And that grade is too high. I mean, it's 8 inches thick right there, and it doesn't need to be that. So
I guess the question that I'm asking is, relative to the top of that wall, how does it hit the existing wall? Because right now it would be, if the existing wall is 4 feet tall, that wall is going to be 2 feet shorter.
There'll be a step.
Committee needs to keep in mind the neighborhood approved this, so it'll take 2/3 vote to overturn what the neighborhood approved.
I'm not trying to disagree with that, but
no,
that's what is that what y'all trying to build?
I think it would be better if we had an elevation that shows what your intent is, so we can like clearly.
I'm saying if I'm looking at if that's the correct elevation, you're not retaining anything.
Well, in all honesty, it's there's no real scale there at all. I understand what you guys are saying there's a missing wrong, so y'all can understand exactly where it's going to hit. But at this point, whoever put that line up there, it's a close guess. It's very close, but I don't think it's obviously exact.
That's the committee's approval or recommendation.
I'll make a motion that we table this to allow him to provide us an elevation. I'm not overturning what the
neighborhood
did. I'm just
we're not doing anything. Carry over. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of carrying this over till the next meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Unanimous, ayes have it. You understand what we're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay. We just don't know exactly what we're voting on.
I got it.
Okay.
So just an elevation?
Yep. Just an elevation. Let us see what you do.
Okay. Maybe it's Mr. Bennett. I don't know. It's my first time.
I'm sorry?
Maybe it's Mr. Bennett.
Oh, yeah. You can leave.
You're dismissed.
You're time out.
Next item, Mr. Andrew Clark, 951 Rockford Road, Forest Park Local Historic, removing an existing glass sunroom and building a new sunroom. Is there a report?
Yes.
Approved as presented. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what you'd like to do, please, sir. You're going to demolish the house, right?
That's not the
point.
So on the right side of
please
the house,
take that off the record.
We have a manufactured glass room that was installed roughly in the 80s. It's failing, and we'd like to.
Are you sure it's on the 60s?
Maybe the 60s.
I'm kidding. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we would like to remove that.
I just woke up.
A new center.
All right.
We plan on using the same foundation.
And what will the new sunroom? You see that roof line?
Yeah, so the front wall will be a chert wall that will match the existing columns. And then the side will be hardy board. And then the windows will also match the existing windows.
It's a much better improvement.
Yeah, the goal is to make it match the house and have the same character.
The goal is very laudable.
I can't read the text. What did you say? What's that facade? What is that
on
material?
Front wall.
Yeah.
The front wall's going to be shirt.
Can you see the footprint that has to be?
Yeah, you can kind of see where the shirt columns.
So, oh, so the whole thing is going to be that.
Yes, sir. So this
just the front.
Will be
the side will be all hardy plank painted.
Yeah, and then the two windows on the left, so the window on the new sunroom will be the exact same size and they'll get the same elevation.
Yeah. Same material, same color?
Yes, sir. Same brand.
Neighborhood's approved.
Mm-hmm.
Move we approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Next item, Mr. James Mounts, 1107 Fifth Avenue North. This is in the downtown Northwest District. A new 6-foot wooden fence to replace existing chain link. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what you'd like to do, please, sir. Right there.
Well, yeah, as you can see, the fence is in disrepair, falling down. In the back corner of the alley is coming out to the left. Here we are. You can see the corner of the building, the red line of green is out to the left. We've got a gate there. Then down 11th Avenue, we have another gate. And behind, which there's an entrance there already to the existing parking lot. Then on Fifth Avenue, right next to the building, there'd be another gate there, which has an existing entrance to that parking lot.
So all of these gates are an existing entrance.
Isn't there a wood gate around it right now?
Everything, well, we had put a fence up
to keep the homes from going in.
Okay, it's, but it's presently a wood fence around it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's an old picture.
That's an old picture there. So we last year we had ran up and put the panels in order to keep people from coming in.
So this is, so you're here because?
Well, we want to make sure that the wood fence is good enough. Yeah,
hold on a minute.
So you're asking for
forgiveness? Are you asking for forgiveness, or are you going to tear the fence down that's there and put up a new one?
Whenever we done that last year, we did not have, that was a temporary thing. We knew that it was coming down.
Oh, so the wood fence now is temporary.
Yes, we knew it was coming down. That was temporary. Okay,
so we're just trying to get caught up.
Okay, we want permission to put up the 6-foot wood fence completely around the property.
Okay. Permanent, yes. Permanent wood. All right. Yeah, permanent. Other than versus the one that temporary that you got.
Okay. All right, so it should say replace existing wood fence.
Does he need to see zoning on this?
Zoning's already approved it. They're just waiting on this approval.
Okay, thank you.
And the structural supports for the fencing is on the inbound side?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. The fence will be facing all the streets.
So are those stringers, are they on the inside or outside?
Inside.
Okay. So we're just looking at the vertical slats.
Yeah, all you're looking at is the inside.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And peppercorn is the color you're going to paint it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I hear about you?
I move we accept this presented.
Jared, second.
Second.
Cheryl, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
As part of that, I mean, we need to change the wording on here at the end of that. I think it's an existing wood fence that we're replacing.
Yeah. Well, for the record,
yeah.
We're replacing an existing wooden fence. Item number 10, Mr. Alan Cobb for 1300 3rd Avenue North. This is Jim Burke Nissan, Downtown West District. And he's asking for a new signage. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Chris, actually. Alan is my clerk, so But I'm a son-in-law, and we're not making the signage. We've just been hired to install it and to represent them at this meeting. But I really don't have anything else to add than the presentation on the screen, because, again, all this was completely sent to us as a package, and just simply asked to represent the meeting and install it if you'll approve it. But I do know that zoning is already approved.
Is this within the guidelines?
Yes.
And is that an existing pole sign that's being refaced?
And the pole sign is not higher than the building. Is that correct?
It's an existing pole sign.
I understand that.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Sure. don't handle that.
It says on the plan that H and A are both new signs.
Which one's H and A? Because I've been to the site. So.
Yeah, A's right on the corner of, I guess, 13th and.
So you got a new monument and a new pole sign is what it means.
H and A are new only in that they are replaced. Like, A, we're using existing.
Oh, so when you say new, they're just the replacement. Okay.
We're using the existing structure.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And then there is another pole sign on the premises. Let's go back to the previous image.
Yeah, it's by the gate.
Right, on the other, right there. On the upper left corner, but it's getting removed completely.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
No second.
Ben moves, Brian seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, let's see. Item number 11, Mr. Heath Clement, 2015 2nd Avenue North. This is the old Berry Building.
We're about to see it.
In the Birmingham Green District. And for the record, neither I nor my family have any further interest in this building. So I'm not recusing myself. Tell us what you'd like to do.
in here, two color swatches. We want to remove the ethos from the bottom of the building that's there now, and we'll replace that with brick, and we'll replace the and steel windows where those three openings are. And then we're going to paint all the brick to match. The lighter color of the fieldstone would be the body of the brick, and the darker color would be the wood storefront facade beyond at the lower level.
So this is the desired paint color of the brick?
Yes. That was a garage for me.
So you have some single glazed custom steel window powder coated.
Yes.
You have samples of that?
It's just a black steel window.
Okay.
It would look like an industrial window from a warehouse.
So you're going to bring the windows up perpendicular, flush.
So they'll be flush with the front.
Flush with the front,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And that is in keeping with what was there when the building was done originally. There were windows.
Oh, I understand, yeah. I mean, yeah. We did the horrible things to it.
Oh, I got you. Well, that's good.
Not as much.
And so those red headers that we're seeing in the are there, as far as you know.
I have no idea. No, there's terracotta detail on that little level. I've seen in historic photos.
So
I'd like to
don't know what you'll find.
Yeah, we'll have to do some discovery to find out what's there. We're fairly certain there is a beam that runs horizontally between the windows, the lower portion of the windows, and we know there's six steel columns in the wall where those columns are. I'm showing you. Those are a good bit wider than what's there now. We just wanted to bulk up the facade at the base to make it a little bit more substantial and appropriate for what's above.
And are you requesting signage today or just the elevation revisions?
I would like signage too, yes, the redo for the text at the top. It's exactly what's there now. Just spread it out a little bit. We're going to do some new letters.
Well, it's going to look exactly like it is, except bigger.
Those are pin-mounted letters?
Sir?
Those letters, are they individual?
Yes, they're stand-off letters, yes.
So you're going to patch all the holes?
Well, he's going to make new holes. It's all brick.
Yeah, he's going to make more holes.
It's all new facade.
Yeah.
You put new brick all the way up.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is the ethos is getting peeled off.
I move we accept this presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. It's going to look good.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Item number 12, Ms. Brittany Foley, 3115 3rd Avenue South in the Lakeview District, renovation of a one-story building and signage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what you'd like to do, please, ma'am.
Sure. If you don't mind, we prematurely sent in the signage package, but really today we're asking for final approval on exterior design. So I'd like to just hand this out if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
So today we're asking for final approval for the exterior design. We are converting this former mechanic shop into office space. It's located on 3rd Avenue South, now on the block between 32nd Street and 31st Street. And the exterior design, what we're planning on doing is we'd like to improve the hardscape that's right in front of the building along 3rd Avenue South. We want to essentially put in a sidewalk, put in some landscape, which is included in this presentation. We would also like to restore the north elevation, which is that main face, this face right here. Along the building's life, when it was converted to a mechanic shop, they blew out the right-hand side for a roll-up door and did some things that we'd like to more or less restore back what was there. We actually still have some of the existing steel windows that we can reapply on the right-hand side of the upper mezzanine story. And so here what we'd like to propose to do on this particular facade is restore the existing steel windows. You can see this on that first page, and introduce a new storefront below that would all be a bronze color. We have a sample here. So if we could take the slideshow and just go back one, because we're still working through signage with Kim Sproul. Sorry, keep going back. Stay right here so we can just see the existing. So on this front elevation, if you look at the front two pages, it's really a matter of the most heavy intervention we're going to do is on that right-hand side of the building where we are going to remove the roll-up door, put those steel windows back, and introduce some minimal storefront at that ground level with the new entry and minimal canopy. And then on the west facade, which is facing the parking lot, you can see in that secondhand image there, because this is office space, we want to introduce windows along that facade that allows light into the space. The east facade is a firewall, so there's not going to be any introduction of windows. Really, we're just going to repaint the building. It's currently a green color right now. Again, if we could just stay on this image. All the images are in this handout, so our apologies for the confusion. But really today, what we want to ask for is approval of what is in this packet.
Couple of questions. Is the coping at the top, or are you going to replace that coping?
We would. It would be a pre-finished metal coping.
And the color?
The color is going to be this. The brick is going to be this green. And what we would do with that coping is have a comparable color, or we would stick with a bronze, which is going to be the predominant color for the windows and the openings.
All right. I noticed along the long side of the building where you want to put in a new opening,
mm-hmm.
Looking at the downspout, it looks like the building is, the brick is offset some.
That was from a former building that used to be along there, so that is not a structural piece, that's actually just a wall from a former
building. No, but is the wall straight up and down, or does it slope like that gutter?
It's two walls. So the wall that's the structural piece for this building is that further setback wall. This is just three wides of brick veneer that is on it that was from another building.
Is that coming off?
We would like to take that off.
Oh, okay. I'm a little confused by that and what I'm looking at here. All right.
Sorry. We would like to take that off because water can get trapped with back of that collar joint of the brick, and that can cause some issues, so we would like to take that off.
Is that a steel frame you're putting in a new front entrance that creates your new entrance?
That is actually, so you're talking about that surround that goes around the opening. That's really a part of the storefront system itself, so it's really just meant to be a surround, and that's extruded aluminum. So you can do that with storefront. It's really
right,
just
so it just fits inside the opening.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly. The spandrel beam that you see underneath the steel windows, all of that, the dowel line of that, that all stays in place.
So no signage today?
We would prefer not to, because we're still working with Kim.
Okay.
On that.
Do I hear a motion?
I have two questions. Why the break in the parking lot? Is that for grade? Or we're not
that
showing
is. So we're working with Forrest Johnson on the traffic, but we have a grade change of about 3 feet. So the Third Avenue South is 3 feet lower than the alley, and there's an existing ramp there, and so you can't there essentially.
So that's just a grade change there. And then on your streetscape, the plant material looks fine, except the call out is for a Japanese elm, and I think you meant Chinese elm. Yeah. So if you'll change it to three Chinese elms, that
would be perfect. Yeah, we can do that.
I had made a comment on those two because the power lines across the front of the park are very
Well, it's not power, it's just data and cable that are that low. And that's, yeah, I'm not worried about data and cable.
So
China's
don't no longer allowed. Shot by that.
What?
China's elms are no longer allowed.
As a streetscape tree?
As if there are other elms that American
are. Gotcha.
Choose a tree that's within the ordinance.
So, yeah, we've got to find something within the ordinance that's currently. Okay.
Okay. We can check on that. And
Ben, do you want to make a motion?
Yeah, make a motion, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
We're just adding on stuff.
I will make a motion to approve the building as submitted with the change to the shade tree at the street to meet the city's approved list.
Second. Second.
Thank you, everyone.
All those. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You now may. Aye. Aye. Now you go. item number 13, Mr. Ken DeGree, 1408, 5th Avenue North, Downtown Northwest District, requesting approval for signage. Mr. DeGree, are you here, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Justin. I'm representing Kim and Scott Services. It's the Jim Burke on 1409 Fifth Avenue North. The name is changing only.
That's who got bought.
To Hallmark. Price of Sheeper.
Yeah.
So we're proposing to change just the name where it says Jim Burke to Hallmark.
To what now? I'm sorry?
Hallmark.
Okay.
It will be illuminated with LED. It's currently illuminated. All the dimensions of the letters will be the same.
Same thing.
Exactly the same.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I'll second. I have one question. So where you're making changes to the, I guess that's like an EFAS facade. Are y'all going to make that?
What's that?
Clean that up. Where you got, because Hallmark's a different dimension than Jim Burke. Are you going to patch the holes and repaint?
Oh, painting is the responsibility of the dealer. But
so the answer is yes?
They'll be patching and painting. We'll okay. Patch the color.
Thank you. I just want to make sure you're on the record of that.
Okay. It will be cleaned up.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I have it. Thank you, sir.
We're dismissed.
Item number, let's one. Go back to item number one, Michael Foster, 1301 First Avenue South, the Container Bar at Urban Supply in the Midtown District. Good morning.
Good morning.
We missed you earlier.
I missed you too.
This is for final approval of the open air bar. We saw this last on April 24th. Tell us what you'd like to do, sir.
Well,
did you bring samples?
I have handsome colors.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds and good. We'll accept them. Okay.
So the colors are final. The first, let's go to the sixth page, probably the most helpful. The colors are informed by the overall graphic standards for the Urban Supply District. For orchestra. So same black, same sky, same red. This will be consistent with, I believe, the overall wayfinding signage package that's touched on this as of just yet. This sheet is added because it was requested initially. All of this, my understanding of all of this, is all of this is approved by right based on those civil and landscape drawings previously submitted and reviewed and approved.
Yeah, we've approved this.
Okay.
This is just for signage. Tell us what you want to, what kind of signage okay. You want to use.
Well, focusing on signage, the intent is for it to be additive. We are plasma cutting out the shapes of these abstract letter forms. So what's represented here in red is not red, it's actually void.
Exactly what?
It's actually void.
Oh,
it's
void.
Kind of face.
Red is void?
On those images. Yes.
The pink that you just showed.
Okay, I missed something.
I'm sorry, I did too.
Go back one slide. Okay, that's so what we're talking about.
All of the
oh.
Red.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
Gotcha.
All right.
So with that understanding, the renderings and exterior views make a little more sense. You can see through all of the letters. That's the idea.
Can I make a point of clarification? This actually is final approval for the whole structure. This is not just for signage.
So yeah, we did the conceptual last time.
That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I thought.
So we would like signage to be approved also, but it's the building.
It's the building as well, which we already said okay.
Did anything change from the conceptual approval till now on the building design?
No, I don't think anything changed. Everything's got a little bit more specific, but design-wise, same number of containers, same orientation, configuration.
Cable rails, stairs, access, all that's remained the same from last time?
Yes. Okay. Now the cable rail is a 3-inch welded wire mesh on a 1-inch tube frame.
Okay, so it's a little tight. Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, signify. Cheryl.
In your tower, is there lighting internal to that so that at night it reads differently?
There will be a subtle glow effect. There's no direct light. There's no spotlight. So the approach, everything on level one is fit for people. Level two is very smart and very basic. So the approach to lighting in the red towers is there is an angled cove at the top edge on either side running above the railing. So it basically there's an LED strip that watches the ceiling of the containers. That exact approach is applied to the vertical container.
Okay.
So it runs vertical. And it washes the park side wall. Watches the urban wall.
So there's some read of that.
Yes.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. Next item and final is Mr. David Grant, 2025 3rd Avenue North, the Massey Building.
Oh, we have
Number
four.
If she's
here. Oh, I'm sorry.
After this one.
Yes.
Emily.
Yeah. Adam Ford.
My client would be Jamie Justice. In case you have any questions regarding anything non-signage related to this building. I'm here to present a master plan for the Massey building right here. It's now a multi-tenant building, so we have a master plan. So
right.
What we've got here is a top-down overview of what we're proposing. Basically, the short of it is that there are the two largest occupants of the building are the ones who are entitled to signage for the building. So you've got tenant one and tenant two. Tenant one is the largest occupant. They're entitled to a blade sign that's coming off that northeast corner of the building. You'll see what that is an internally lighted.
So we're going to have a battle between the blade signs on
nope,
that corner?
Nope. I'll get to that.
Okay.
So
it's awful fat right now.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
It's a chunky sign, for sure. But it's double-sided and it's internally lighted, and we're trying to give it some presence. So it's a bronze-painted, internally lighted sign with a white acrylic face, and the lettering is actually metal as well.
So it's going to be lighter than the band?
Yeah. It's going to have that earthy, kind of tone that's similar to like what you see there at the cast bronze plaque that's on
there. Okay.
It's
on. Go ahead. Okay.
So tenant two is actually part of their signage is shown on this corner as well. But if we're talking about this in terms of what tenant one can have, they're basically allowed that blade sign that's coming off the northeast corner. And then if you kind of go south onto, if you flip the page, go again, if you don't mind, right there on the south-facing facade that's actually visible from the side street, they have a painted logo here as well. So that's tenant one signage there. They're requesting.
David, I'm sorry, it's going to be painted on the brick?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay.
So you've got, and obviously
vertical with the name of the business there, and the same format as the blade sign, so they have the
that'll be tenant one, correct? Tenant one?
Yeah, yes, sir. That's
tenant
right.
One gets that sign
that
and the big blade sign.
Yes, sir. I say big. It's 4 square feet. You know, it's not that big.
Is it possible to make the blade sign thinner, like 6 inches instead of 12?
I mean, we can probably go 8. See, here's the thing, Richard. I've got to go. UL requires some spacing.
I understand. That's what I'm asking.
If you want to see it at 8, if you want to see it at 8 inches, I think I can do that. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I think we made a mistake on the other building. That sign, the South Face sign, is just massive. But I understand it's within the guidelines. But go ahead.
No, I mean, if that's something we want to consider, I think that's doable.
I don't know if 8 versus 12 is going to make a difference.
It might, if it's 4 square foot.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, then I...
Let me talk you into your recommendation.
Go forward, sir.
So I'll make that note, Richard. Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you go into...
Can you go back to the tenant sign one on the face of the building?
Yeah, and so, Craig, you understand where that's going. It's on the east elevation, but if you look at the first page, it's an oddly shaped building, mm-hmm. and so you've got it's facing south.
No, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just trying to understand. Go back to the image. So the 3'9" width, that's how much width they have to play with.
Right. I mean, like this painted sign is catered to the nature of the logo. I mean, it's not like some blank space. So hopefully the next tenant will have the same size. I mean, what's going to probably happen is that's the folly of master plans is that, you know, I can't just draw a box and have every tenant's logo fit in it. I mean, this is designed for the tenant's logo that's already been created. The proportions are the same as the blade sign, essentially. They just go that 1-4.
This is going to be divorce.com. Is what you're worried about again?
Divorce.com.
The square footage that you're showing there is the allowable square footage.
Yeah, because it's like 150, isn't that right, Lauren?
So the shape, it can take on any configuration.
But that's where I'm going. It doesn't necessarily have to be rectilinear like this, as long as it matches the appropriate square footage. And it has a relationship of being centered.
Yes.
In reference to those two top windows.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That would be, yes, Cheryl, that's the intent, is to do exactly that.
So it'd be nice if there was a center line there, or maybe the equal solves that. But just the idea that it's composed well with those windows, even though it may have a different shape.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, the intent is to
center it between windows, I'm going to call them phase 1 and 2 at the top. But if there's something I would need to do to make it clear, more clear that it's centered to those two, I certainly can.
Probably the equal.
Yeah, David, all I'm getting at is that if my tenant has more of a box sign, then he would have to work with the top window. And
That's right. I mean,
so as long as we fall within the square footage, what you have, that's fine. I just wanted to ask that question.
No, I totally understand, and I think that, you know, you've got an existing building, you're trying to kind of make lemonade out of lemons, you know.
Right.
So we had this space to work with. Their logo was vertical in nature, mm-hmm. so you know, here's a good spot. And, you know, having something a little higher up on the building gives them that.
No, that, I'm fine with that. I was just asking the question, should the next person come?
The next person ain't going to enjoy that position on the sign.
Right.
On the building design, I guess. So they're going to have to come back. Well, or the master plan will have to come back.
Right.
But that's tenant one sign. Tenant two is the bank at the ground level. And that's the other tenant in the building that's entitled to signage. Okay, no other tenant. I think there's 4 or 5 tenants in the building.
Now.
Yeah, there's only two that are getting signs.
Right.
Okay.
So are you removing the existing blade sign for tenant two?
Yes. So that's going away. I mean,
okay,
I just need to Photoshop it out. So what we're doing there is reskinning the awnings, and the graphics will be on the valence of the awnings. The awnings will be what will be dark bronze. Okay, I didn't change it here in this drawing. It's in the first rendering. They're going to be dark bronze. Okay, and the valence will contain the bank's logo right there. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. They're on the adjacent sides of the building on the northeast corner, if you recall the building. And so I have a spec for awning graphics, window door vinyl on the two adjacent entrance doors, and then we have a vinyl branding strip that goes along the windows that they have on the east and north facades of the building. And then it bookends with a the awning of the ATM.
And that blue will also become that bronze, that vinyl stripe?
Now, that is their brand. We're proposing it to be blue. Right?
Okay, just for
personalizing. They come back with a lighter color. So we've got a darker, it's more of a charcoal.
Okay, well then I'm going to have
so it'll blend a little better too.
That's correct.
With that darker charcoal. Okay.
And then everywhere you showed
brand new
tenant is where their actual logo is.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, that was my intent there, is to show it's First Horizon Bank. They have a logo, and that blue is part of their color palette.
Okay.
Move we approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, David.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
We have another one. Item number four, Miss Emily Hughes.
It's actually a Bill.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bill.
Sorry,
I'm so sorry. 3004 4th Avenue South. This is Civil Acts in the Lakeview District, and this is for facade improvements.
So we purchased the building in 2020, and there were some structural problems with the front wall, resulting in some step cracks across the brick. I guess you said whatever, you scroll up, you can see some of those cracks. We're turning over the tenant this year, and we'll be looking for a new one. We thought it was a good time to go ahead and make some improvements to the facade. So the plan, we've already excavated and added structural support to the foundation so that the cracks shouldn't come back. We're going to lower the two windows by a further foot, allowing for more natural light in the building, and then widen the door from a single door to a double door.
Are the windows, the existing window placement, or is that?
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
We're going to drop.
Just lowering it.
Exactly. It's so not altering that or something like that. We'll repair the masonry and then paint finish, which is a partly brown, I think. The building to the right is kind of blue-gray, so that space looks really nice, and to the left is a white, so we probably can put out the contrast as well.
So you've got existing issues with the brick facade that's got cracks, and we can see the top corners out of alignment. You were moving bricks and lowering the window to create more light into the space. You were moving additional bricks around the door to make it a double door, and you're asking for future to paint the brick.
That's right.
What's left. Okay.
That's right.
Just want to put that on the record.
Yeah, that will be on the record, yes.
Yeah.
So the choice to paint brick is an aesthetic choice?
Yes, exactly.
Because generally we discourage painting brick because it does change the porosity of the brick, it changes some of its way it works, and then you're stuck with painted brick. I mean, and I wonder with the changes you're making in the front door, whether you'll pass salvage brick that you could use for repairs and other things that aren't going to naturally match the existing brick. I mean, I think the improvements that you're suggesting with the windows and the larger door opening will make this really, it will really freshen the building and make it look a lot different and a lot better. And I'm not sure that the need to paint, you'll have some repointing and other things with the repair.
I think we were choosing between kind of dismantling a huge section of the existing brick, trying to repair it and then rebuild it with the old brick, or repointing and repairing the places that need it, in which case the mortar would not match exactly the rest of the building, in which case painting the whole thing will give it a uniform appearance. And then on top of that, I don't like to have great taste or anything like that, but we did hire a designer, and she thinks the brown is going to look really nice between the white building on the left and the
I'm not objecting to the color so much as just the understanding that you're changing the characteristics of this material as part of its performance standards. I think a lot of the other things that you're doing are going to be handsome improvements that then make the honesty and integrity of that existing brick okay.
Yeah. Well, I've never been through this process myself before, but I'm also happy to make the repairs other than the painting, so that would be the last step, and then kind of revisit the issue. I kind of think that it'll look better painted when it's all said and done, and I do understand that that affects the longevity of the brick.
Are you painting the existing aluminum trim? It says clean and prep.
Mm-hmm.
Existing aluminum trim, are you painting it?
So it is a, you know, we looked at other options, and so there's this existing, like, 2.5 foot wide awning thing that hangs over. And yeah, so I think we'll clean and prep that and repaint it as the same color.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is the existing signage for Civil Acts, is that painted, or is that just
it's just like,
whatever. So that goes away?
Yeah, it's going to go away. And we'll be looking for a new tenant. We've got
You'll come back to signage.
And then on the I guess these are like festoon lights that you got hanging off the canopy. Are those stained?
Yeah, I mean, so we'll just put those up. Those are just string lights. They can come down, no problem.
Okay.
I'm going to move we approve, but ask the applicant to come back for paint.
And future signage.
And future signage.
Yeah, if you're willing to do that.
Sure.
Because as you pointed out, that's your last stage. So when you get to that point,
if it looks really bad, yeah.
Yeah, evaluate it and then come back with that paint again if it's going to make a big difference.
Do I need to make an appearance at this meeting to show the paint color?
The paint color, and then when you have your tenants, you'll need to come for the signage that those tenants want for their use, whatever that is. Mm-hmm.
Just do it all at once if you want at that point.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll second.
So, any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Sorry.
Good, thank you.
Not a problem.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I've had it.